18, Paul preaches at Corinth. After these things he departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, a man of Pontus by race, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. And he went to them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they worked together, for by trade they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded Jews and Gentiles. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when they opposed and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood is on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there and went into the house of a certain man named Titus Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house was attached to the synagogue. And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his family, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. And during the night, in a vision, the Lord said to Paul, "Do not be afraid, but speak out, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one shall attack or harm you, for I have many people in this city." And he lived there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose against Paul and brought him before the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If indeed it were a matter of wrong or of criminal villainy, O you Jews, it would be logical that I should bear with you. But if there are questions about words and names and your own law, look to it yourself. I refuse to be a judge of these matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. And they all laid hold of Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of these things. And Paul, having stayed after this for many days, took his leave of the believers, and with Priscilla and Aquila sailed to Syria, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had made a vow. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there. But he entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him to stay a longer time, he did not consent, but took his leave of them, saying, "I will return again to you if God's will." And he set sail from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea, he went and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. And having spent some time there, he departed, and went through the region of Galatia and Phrygia in that order, strengthening all the disciples. The conversion of Apollos. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by race, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, although he only knew the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he decided to go into Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he helped them who through grace had believed. For he powerfully refuted the Jews publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.